In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. In the past several hours of Jazz at 100, we have featured the music of Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk, and Max Roach. In this hour, we will continue to present bebop innovators, pianist-composer Tad Dameron, and his frequent but short-lived collaborator Fats Navarro, the next great bebop trumpet player after Dizzy Gillespie, and two of the greatest and longest-lived bebop soloists, Bird's rival, alto saxophonist Sonny Stitt, who recorded until 1982, and the first significant bebop trombonist, J.J. Johnson, who was still active in music until 1996. Turning first to composer and pianist Tad Dameron, Ted Gioia, in his History of Jazz, has written, "Almost from the start of the bebop movement, Dameron's songs have been favored by the new generation of jazz players, with Sarah Vaughan recording If You Could See Me Now and Gillespie relying on Hot House, Dameron's reworking of What Is This Thing Called Love, as a regular feature number. Many of his other pieces, Good Bait, Our Delight, and Lady Bird, have also become part of the standard jazz repertoire." When we were listening to the music of Dizzy Gillespie in a previous hour of Jazz at 100, we heard Dizzy Gillespie and his all-stars with Charlie Parker performing Hot House. Today, let's listen to Sarah Vaughan with the Tad Dameron Orchestra performing If You Could See Me Now from 1946, followed by the Tad Dameron Sextet with Fats Navarro on trumpet performing Good Bait and Our Delight.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard
Thank you.
Sarah Vaughan with the Tad Dameron Orchestra performing If You Could See Me Now, followed by two additional Tad Dameron compositions, Good Bait and Our Delight. On Good Bait, the Tad Dameron sextet was Fats Navarro on trumpet, Rudy Williams on alto sax, Alan Eager on tenor sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Curly Russell on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And on Our Delight, the Tad Dameron sextet was Fats Navarro, Ernie Henry on alto sax, Charlie Rouse, who became a regular contributor to the Thelonious Monk Quartet, Tad Dameron on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Let's continue with one more tune from the Tad Dameron sextet, Lady Bird. Martin Williams, in his notes from the Smithsonian Collection of Classic Jazz, wrote, "We might limit comment to the truly gorgeous trumpet solo of Fats Navarro on this recording. Navarro was dead in his mid-20s, and this performance shows how far he had gone beyond absorbing Dizzy Gillespie into building a style of his own. The two saxophonists were both, in different degrees, influenced by Lester Young, but Wardell Gray, who is the second tenor soloist, has obviously gone further beyond the master than had Alan Eager." Lady Bird by the Tad Dameron Sextet. Lady Bird by the Tad Dameron Sextet, of which Gary Giddens and Scott DeVoe wrote, Dameron's spare melodies and plush voicings with this band prefigured the cool school breakthrough of the following year. We will return with Fats Navarro, J.J. Johnson, and Sonny Stitt when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. Thank you. Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the music of bebop trumpet great Fats Navarro and Dizzy Gillespie's replacement for Charlie Parker, altoist Sonny Stitt. Ted Gioia wrote, "Navarro managed to incorporate the intricate improvisational lines of Gillespie into a more controlled style. His was a music of contradictions. His tone was sweeter and smoother than Gillespie's, with greater use of the tongue in articulating notes, in contrast to Dizzy's more slurred attack, but his overall style was still hot and swinging. Much of Navarro's best work was as a sideman, with Bud Powell on Whale, on Squirrel and the Chase with Tad Dameron, alongside Benny Goodman on Stealin' Apples, or on Ornithology with Charlie Parker." Fats Navarro, on several of those tunes, Whale with Bud Powell's Modernists, Stealin' Apples, Benny Goodman Septet, and Ornithology with the Charlie Parker Quintet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Three tunes featuring Fats Navarro, Whale from Bud Powell's Modernists, which also include Sonny Rollins on tenor sax and Roy Haynes on drums, Stealin' Apples from the Benny Goodman Septet, which featured, in addition to Navarro and Goodman, Wardell Gray on tenor sax, and finally Ornithology by the Charlie Parker Quintet, which in this case was Fats Navarro, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And speaking of Charlie Parker, we should listen to alto saxophonist Sonny Stitt, of whom Ted Gioia wrote, "When Gillespie had returned to New York the previous year, he hired alto saxophonist Sonny Stitt to take Parker's place in the band. Stitt, who had apprenticed in Billy Eckstein's orchestra, was the only altoist on the scene who could approach Parker in terms of speed and technique. His style may have been derivative, despite his protestations to the contrary. His approach often sounded like a careful imitation of Byrd's, but Stitt at his best was a spectacular soloist. In jam sessions, he could be a devastating opponent, and Stitt delighted in such encounters, with many of his finest performances made in the heat of battle with Gene Ammons, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Stan Getz, Sonny Rollins, and others." Two tunes from the Dizzy Gillespie Sextet of 1946. One bass hit, and That's Earl, Brother. Thank you. Dizzy Gillespie Sextet from 1946. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Al Haig on piano, Roy Brown on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. One bass hit, and that's Earl Brother. Jazz at 100 will continue in a moment with the music of J.J. Johnson, who brought modern jazz to the trombone, changing its playing forever. Welcome back to Jazz at 100 and the trombone innovations of J.J. Johnson, of whom Ted Gioia wrote, "To Johnson fell the unenviable responsibility of translating the advances of modern jazz to the language of the slide trombone. The speed and intricacy of bebop lines made them especially recalcitrant to this transformation, and it is a credit to Johnson's virtuosity and tenacity that he succeeded so well at such a Herculean task." From 1949, J.J. Johnson's Beboppers, which also featured Sonny Stitt on alto sax, performing Elora and Teapot. Thank you. Two tunes from J.J. Johnson's Beboppers, Elora and Teapot, from October of 1949. J.J. Johnson's Beboppers in this case were J.J. Johnson on trombone, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Two final tunes from J.J. Johnson, Mad Bebop from 1946 and Yesterdays from 1947.
Thank you.
Two tunes by J.J. Johnson, Mad Bebop, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone, Cecil Payne on alto, Bud Powell on piano, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and Max Roach on drums from 1946, and Yesterday's, featuring in addition to Johnson, Leo Parker on baritone sax, Hank Jones on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums from 1947. This concludes our review of several of the important contributors to bebop music in the late 1940s, pianist and composer Tad Dameron, trumpet player Fats Navarro, alto saxophonist Sonny Stitt, and trombonist J.J. Johnson. Our explorations of bebop have focused primarily on the music of New York. However, Los Angeles, the other American entertainment capital, had its own vital scene. In the next hour, we will hear the music of LA's Central Avenue from performers such as trumpeter Howard McGhee, tenor saxophonists Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray, pianist Dodo Marmarosa, and bassist-composer Charles Mingus. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, a history of 100 years of jazz recordings, produced by WTJU Charlottesville and made possible in part through a grant from the Virginia Endowment for the Humanities. For full playlists, including all players and recording dates, please go to wtju.net/jazz100. There you can also stream any of the programs in the series that you may have missed. This is your host, Russell Perry. Thanks for listening.